Well, tomorrow, six states, Kentucky, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Idaho, and Arkansas, hold party primaries in the run-up to the 2014 midterm election. One of the most watched races, the Republican primary in Kentucky, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is being challenged by Matt Bevin, Tea Party-backed businessman and newcomer. It all plays into a question being asked broadly this year. Can the Republican establishment tame the Tea Party after a couple of election cycles of infighting under the GOP's umbrella? Philip Bailey is political director at Here and Now, contributing station WFPL in Louisville. And Phil, listeners who haven't been paying attention might be forgiven for thinking that Matt Bevin is walking away with this, because of a couple of months ago he was. And you would have thought Mitch McConnell's middle name was embattled. We heard it so much. Where is this race now?
Currently, the latest Bluegrass poll shows Matt Bevin trailing by 20 points. Now, that's a little bit better than the NBC poll earlier, which showed him down by 26. So the Bevin campaign believes, hey, look, the campaign is shrinking in the final days. We have a chance here. Matt Bevin certainly thinks that he can win. But if you look at it overall, I mean, Matt Bevin has been consistently in double digits deficits as far as McConnell, running against McConnell in the primary. The hope is, on the Bevin side, is that you'll have such a low turnout, which is estimated to be about 30%, that his voters are more energized due to their angst and disapproval of Senator McConnell, that they might be able to pull this off. But McConnell's campaign is equally confident, and many of their aides and allies are already looking to the general election.
Well, so what happened here? Because initially, at least on paper, Matt Bevin looked like the perfect challenger. He was an outsider. McConnell, of course, one of the most established people on Capitol Hill. And this is a season when, you know, the disapproval ratings for politicians and Capitol Hill, you know, all-time low. So what happened?
Well, I think three things. Number one, Senator McConnell played the long game. As soon as Rand Paul was elected back in 2010, he tried to embrace Rand Paul. And in fact, he did a successful job of that. Rand Paul endorsed him in the primary. So he co-opted part of the Tea Party. Number two, McConnell himself began to creep further to the right on a lot of those issues that he felt vulnerable on, or that what he would have been more vulnerable on, which didn't leave Matt Bevin a whole lot of room to say, you know, that he wasn't conservative enough. Matt Bevin did run ads saying, you know, Mitch McConnell's a liberal, which to many people sort of was an odd presentation of Senator McConnell. And the third thing is that at the end of the day, Mitch McConnell is a man who knows how to run a thunderous campaign and knows how to run a vicious campaign. And he attacked Matt Bevin pretty relentlessly. And given that Matt Bevin was a first-time candidate who made some pretty obvious mistakes, when they introduced themselves to Matt Bevin, the first thing the McConnell people said about him was he was an East Coast con man. So when Matt Bevin would have even small or major inconsistencies on the race, that only exposed him further, more so than maybe 4 years ago. So I think that Senator McConnell learned the lesson that Dick Lugar didn't learn and that other Republicans didn't learn, and he adapted.
Well, and then there was the cockfighting. Explain. Yes.
Well, cockfighting, which is a misdemeanor in Kentucky, was made a federal felony in the Farm Bill. Matt Bevin attended a rally of cockfighting enthusiasts. He said it was a states' rights rally when he was confronted about it, when a small paper out in Corbin, Kentucky, first reported it. So Matt Bevin said it was a states' rights rally as far as I knew. I spoke first. I left. I'm in no way in support of cockfighting. Well, a TV reporter with undercover camera showed that Matt Bevin did, in fact, know it was a cockfighting rally in support of the practice. He wasn't the first person to speak. Other people were talking before him. All they were talking about was cockfighting, and that he was asked a direct question about it. And when he was asked, he said that he didn't think that anything outlawing part of Kentucky's heritage should pass. So it was a situation where for a month, Matt Bevin was telling reporters he had no idea what it was about. He wouldn't have heard a fly. His sister literally told a story about how a hummingbird landed on his shoulder and how he tamed the hummingbird. Mm. So for that video to come out, it completely contradicted Matt Bevin's story, and it further added to the narrative that the McConnell campaign was investing in, which is that Matt Bevin was a liar.
Well, and I want to mention briefly the Mitch McConnell side of the equation. He has his wife, former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao. Some are saying he's bringing her out on the campaign trail for female voters, not just now, but if, and it sounds like when in the fall, he faces the Democratic challenger Alison Landigan Grimes. But, you know, we're reading in the Times of Elaine Chao, who's got a seemingly inexhaustible drive, a short fuse. It seems like a season of saying that women who are aggressive, you know, have all these pejoratives. I don't think anyone would say Mitch McConnell has, you know, inexhaustible drive. But how much of a factor is she?
Well, I think that certainly Secretary Chao is the more charming or warmer personality between the two as far as Kentucky voters are concerned. In that regard, I think you'll see her a lot more, given that Alison Lundigan Grimes has made the fact that she is a woman and as a proud Kentucky woman a center of this race, and that she's leading so much among women. It's certainly a problem that the McConnell campaign has to deal with, and Secretary Chao is probably the best bet.
Yeah, and we understand just briefly you're going to be watching for a margin of victory over Bevins with an eye on the fall. How big do you think it has to be to make him feel more comfortable in the fall, just briefly?
Well, I think that, you know, if Matt Bevin gets above 40%, that's something for Senator McConnell to seriously worry about if Matt Bevin is able to crack that margin. But ultimately, I think that you'll see, will Democrats rally around Grimes, and how many of those Tea Party voters will stay home?
Philip Bailey of WFPL in Louisville, ahead of tomorrow's primaries. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.